You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
In this week's SME feature, we have Fines SA. The company initially started as a manufacturer of personalized number plates, but soon evolved into a platform where motorists can check and pay outstanding fines. To talk about the topic of evolution and pivoting as an SME, I am joined by Fines SA CEO, Barry Brierman. Barry, thanks so much for your time. It has been quite the evolution that your business has taken in the more than 20 years that you have been in existence. But tell us how things started.
Thanks, Fifi. Yes, so it has been quite a journey since the early days when I started actually buying and selling all the low-digit number plates and trading the numbers to people who wanted just something short and easy to remember. That then evolved into us being awarded with the personalized number plate tender from government, which was an initiative that I embarked on, and I traveled quite extensively to look into the opportunity that personalized number plates presented. And then we introduced our own way of doing it for South Africa. Mm-hmm. And then after doing that successfully for a number of years, we thought that we could really make an impact in the traffic fine industry because it's so fragmented and so confusing. So our goal is to make it easy for people to see what they have outstanding and offer them a discount and then make it easy for them to pay.
Just going back on the early days where you were engaged with the number plates and personalized number plates, I think that they were a bigger thing back in the day, but it looks like the hype has kind of fizzled out. Would you say that's true?
I would tend to agree. It's like with most things, you know, when it's something new, it's quite exciting and everybody wanted to have either their nickname or their company name or just something funny on the plate. And we still obviously have a very successful business, which is place.co.za, where people can apply and process their applications there. But you're right, it has definitely, you know, I would say plateaued. It's not obviously spiking as it was right at the beginning.
And I heard that a reason for it was that a personalized number plate made your vehicle easier to access and track. And with the crime rates that we were experiencing, it kind of put a dampener on that. Would you say that was the reason?
I would say that's definitely one of the reasons. People just want to be, you know, more inconspicuous. We also obviously have collectors and companies that have already got branded vehicles, and collectors who've got multiple vehicles. So, yeah, each to their own. We don't judge. We've had a lot of fun with it over the years. And it was time to move on, you know, when we started the traffic fine side of the business. And now that's become a significantly bigger part of, you know, our group.
Yeah. Before, one more question on the personalized number plate. Just out of curiosity, I mean, the price for a personalized plate compared to a normal one.
Well, how it works with personalized plates is that it is staggered. So the lower the number of digits, the more expensive it is because those are more rare. If you've got a single-digit Gauteng plate, number 5 GP, you can expect to pay. You can't buy them anymore, so you have to. So we've also got a trading platform. So, you know, those plates can sell in excess of 150,000,
250,000.
Sure. But generally, the going price, if you just want to have something that's 4 to 7 characters, and that's the cheapest category, those are 4,000 rand each.
Right. So in the plates,
Gauteng.
All right. In the plates business, it's more is actually less as opposed to the opposite.
Correct.
So let's talk about your evolution then, because the business expanded to provide other services from license renewals, registrations and transfers. So talk to us about this stage. I mean, what era are we talking about at this point? And was it a natural evolution in the growth of your business?
Yes, so that's exactly what it was. Obviously, you know, number plates was the kind of beginning of my interest in the industry. And then very soon thereafter, we had the client saying, it's all very good and well me buying the plate from you, but now I don't want to allocate it onto the vehicle. I don't want to stand in the queue. I don't want to fill in the forms. I don't want to do all the running around. Can you facilitate that? So, you know, we have to facilitate it for those clients who wanted that particular part of the service. And then what we also decided to do was we decided to bolt on the license renewal part, because then at least that's an annuity. So every 12 months, you need to renew your license disc. We had a fantastic database of clients who, you know, were buying and had bought personalized plates. And now we were able to monetize that on an annual basis because we knew that they had a vehicle and when the disc was expiring, and then we just offered them that extra service.
I think an important message that comes out from your journey thus far is the importance of listening to your customer along the way and their needs and rising and adapting to those needs.
Absolutely. You know, we love exceeding our customers' expectation, and we're always looking for other businesses to bolt on, because that's the easiest way to launch a business when you've already got a client base and you can just offer them something else.
And so come to a fine SA, where in fact inefficiencies in government gave rise to an opportunity for your business to receive an annuity or regular payments, as it were. How's that going?
So how that evolved is that we were able to join the dots. It is pretty complicated in terms of 250 municipalities. You can drive from Johannesburg to Durban and go through 20 or 30 different municipalities. They all issue fines a different way. They've got a different system. They may do it themselves. They may outsource it. Same if you lived in Cape Town and you drove to Plettenberg Bay. You know, you're going through multiple different areas. And there really wasn't one comprehensive platform or website where you could go to get a report. And obviously, we were able to negotiate bulk discounts. So we're able to not charge a service fee to the client. So the client joins the platform on findsa.co.za. We then send them an initial report so they know exactly where they are, so they get no surprises along the way, no warrants for their arrest when they get stopped in a roadblock. We know exactly what's happening. And then at every month end, we send out a statement to clients who have outstanding fines, so that they know and that they can sort it out. Obviously, not everybody sorts them out, but that's their choice. We like to keep our clients informed, and then the decision is up to them.
Lately, I think there's a lot less cars on the road than before the pandemic hit, because of the pandemic and work from home. And so the question is, how has COVID-19 impacted your business?
So we've been extremely lucky. We've really embraced technology in the last kind of 18 months to make our system better. We've also been aggressively marketing the service because, you know, there's 13 million motor vehicle owners in South Africa. And, you know, so the scope for growth is quite big. COVID actually helps us because people, even more so now than ever, do not want to go and stand in the queue at a licensing department. Or go to a municipality for a traffic fine. So we've been very fortunate in that our database has actually ballooned. I think we are well over a million clients at the moment who have joined, you know, the platform, and growing on a daily basis.
And what does a million clients look like in revenue terms?
Well, there is a difference between the total fine value you know, that we are sending out every month, which is billions, sure. Because you must understand, you know, the number of fines that are issued across all the municipalities are, you know, billions, and obviously the value is then multiple billions, and then obviously the percentage of people that actually pay. So what we're finding actually now is that we've actually had to assist clients who want to part pay their fines. So in the past, you haven't been able to part pay a fine, whereas we are able to structure ways for the clients where they can part pay their fines. So because we're getting a lot of inquiries now, we're not working, COVID, our business, and we understand, but the fine doesn't go away. And what happens with ARSA now is that the fine actually becomes more expensive over time. So if you pay that fine within 32 days, then you get your 50% discount. So that's the best time to pay your fine. Thereafter, it doubles, and then there are additional costs that are added the longer you take to pay until they actually block you on the system. So there are big incentives to pay your fine sooner than later, and we assist clients by helping them to make that affordable.
Would you say that there is a big culture of non-payment of fines in South Africa?
Yes, I would definitely agree. I mean, that is something that is well known. The recovery rate in the past has been quite low. But having said that, the tide is definitely turning and has been turning for the last couple of years, simply because now what the departments are doing is that they are blocking motorists on the e-NATA system, which means that you cannot license your vehicle, you cannot sell a vehicle, buy a vehicle, or even apply or renew your driver's license if you have an outstanding fine that has reached an enforcement order stage or a warrant stage. So they're not coming after you with a warrant. They block you and then they wait for the client to come and try and do something on the system. And then they say, sorry, we can't help you because you've got outstanding fines. Please go and settle your fines and then come back for your license.
A quick one, Barry, what next for you and your business?
What next? We have a few ideas, but we are at the moment very focused on traffic fines just because, it's the tip of the iceberg for us. There's still a long, long way ahead, but our eyes are always open. That's, I think, the key.
A very nice point to end the discussion. Have your eyes always open, but also, as you did describe, listen to your customer and rise up to their needs. And you might see growth and evolution along the way. But Barry, we will leave it there. Thank you so much. That was the CEO of Fines SA, Barry Bierman.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.